Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. This is Larry Batson's Wild World on the Mass Communication Network known as Blog Talk Radio. And a big hello to our listeners tonight in New Zealand, Ireland, Iceland. And a big hello to Candy West. I know she's listening because she's a big Cowboy Bob fan. And that is our guest tonight. A little bit later on, we're going to bring on a television legend here from Indiana and discuss some of the early days of television and also his expertise in scuba diving in the Caribbean and also the work that he does with pets in that part of the world. And it's going to be a fantastic hour. I said on our banner, our promotional banner that we email to hundreds each week, this one will go down as a classic, and I guarantee that it will. Of course, technical producer all the way from the fine state of Mississippi, Henry May. Good evening, Henry.
Hello, Larry.
Thanks for being the one that keeps this thing under control, because I know sometimes it can be a real mess.
Mm-hmm.
But do a fine job. And, of course, as always, bringing us the Wild World news and keeping us up on the latest things that happen in the natural world, Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doc.
Good evening, Mr. Batson.
You're so excited right now, you can't even sit still knowing about our guest, aren't you?
Are you kidding me? Cowboy Bob.
Cowboy Bob! You know,
we'll have a lot of new listeners tonight. The information is out there, and everybody's excited.
They are excited. I had people, just to give you an idea before we go into the Wild World news, I had so many emails from people that sent pictures either of themselves when they were a youngster or their children with old Cowboy Bob, CB baby, and it's like, this is phenomenal. So I'm so excited. It's been a friend of mine forever, and he agreed to be on the show, and I'll tell you what, that just doesn't happen all the time, so we feel very blessed to have Indiana television legend Cowboy Bob, and he'll be with us in just a few moments. As always, Dr. Henry Day has the Wild World news to keep us informed on the latest things going on in the natural world. Henry?
Well, let's get on with it, because I want to hear some Cowboy Bob stories.
You
all right, we're going to start out. We're going to start out tonight in Ignatia, Greece.
Where?
Mighty frogs, Ignatia. We're
okay.
In Greece.
That sounds like an actress. Go
well,
ahead.
It seems that the frogs closed the highway.
There
were so many frogs. Tiny frogs swarm the Ignatia Highway in northern Greece on Wednesday, closing the key highway near the town of Lagodas for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Now, no human injuries were reported during this event, but police think the frogs left the nearby lake to look for food. Now.
Cowboy Bob's not doing very well.
Oh, well, definitely it gets better.
Ribbit.
Okay. No.
So were there thousands of frogs killed, I assume?
No,
oh,
they closed the highway down. They protected them.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fantastic.
For 2 hours, they had to close the highway because the frogs were on the move.
Up to it.
Well, you know, frogs are the barometer of our natural world. I mean, when the frog population goes down, we definitely have to take a look what's going on because they're the most susceptible to toxins in our environment. And it's
exactly.
Definitely made a big difference.
We croak.
Okay, now here we can ask Cowboy Bob about this. Many people carry photos of their pets in their wallets now. The next time someone reaches for photos or offers, let me show you some pictures of my little darlings. You might be surprised who's mugging for the camera. According to a recent Associated Press PetSide.com poll, nearly half, 45% of all pet owners say they carry photos of their pets in their wallets. personal
many?
Cell phones.
How many?
45%.
Oh, I would believe that. With, like you said,
but
with
now,
the cell phone.
You know, with the laptops, the iPods, the iPads, and other mobile devices, you know.
I'm almost certain if I looked at my wallet right now, I'd probably have a baboon or a mountain lion photo or
you
my wife.
You don't have a wallet big enough to carry all your pets in it.
Well, a couple. They're not really pets anyway. They're wild animals that are fantastic teachers.
Well, we'll have to ask Cowboy Bob if he's got a picture of Tumbleweed in his wallet.
Well, he probably does.
Hey, now, remember a few weeks ago we reported about the baby giraffe naming contest in Louisville, Kentucky?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a close vote, but the zoo's baby giraffe has been named Crosby in honor of the Crosby Middle School in eastern Jefferson County. Three names, Sebastian, Crosby, and Steve, were placed on donation boxes in front of the zoo. The name that collected the most money won. Crosby,
well, of course.
Steve, $344.
Whoa!
Winner. And you know what? I think that's the name you picked.
Is it?
Do you remember? I think you picked Crosby for the giraffe.
Well, that's a good name. I like that name. It's unpredictable. It's easy for the children to remember, and God bless those children that raised $343.
No kidding.
You know, when we adopted our baboon, our baby olive baboon, a little over a year ago, school children raised almost $3,000. So I will show you. I will tell you right now that the power of young people, when they've got their mind set on something, they can move mountains, boy, or they can raise a lot of money, or they can just bug their parents to death. Give me some money. First, they'll all grow up and go away, then they'll do that once again years later. So, but anyway, go ahead, Henry. I'm sorry.
Well, let's head off to Madison, Wisconsin. Over the last several weeks, we've had a lot of news from Madison. It's an animal hotspot.
It's brutal.
Wildlife officials said bear sightings are on their way up in the state. They've received more calls than normal about the bears, and wildlife officials say the bears haven't been aggressive, but they're coming into the urban areas.
Yeah, that frightens people. And I never really, they just need to be educated. You know, watch your trash cans. The bears aren't. And the black bears, that's the ones that they're dealing with. To tell you the truth, they're just big chickens. The only time a bear, now, well, let me change that one sentence. In the breeding season, which is right now in Canada and Alaska, the male black bears do become aggressive. But the situations here, they're just big chickens, you know. I used to tell people if you go backpacking in the mountains, here's what you do. You carry one of these portable air horns. I mean, those things are deafening. And if you see a bear, you let that thing go, man. That bear's, he's going to be in the next county in about 2 seconds. So they just need to be educated about the bears. Don't feed the bears. There's only one reason a bear hangs around is because there's a food source. Because as I've told kids for years, that's a four-legged garbage disposal. But anyway, go ahead, Henry.
You've got two of them.
Yes, I do. They're four-legged garbage disposals. Go ahead.
Well, let's run off to Merritt Island, Florida. Miami Sea Aquarium staff have released two adult manatees, one male and one female, in the Cars Park. They were rehabilitated after suffering from the cold stress during the winter weather. The State Fish and Wildlife Commission documented a record 431 dead manatees in the waters after the cold winter in March.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's unbelievable. That's terrible. But it's a natural cycle, so... And they also say that the cold weather put a big hurting on the pythons loose in the Everglades, too, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, Wyoming. At least two people have been fined under a new state law prohibiting people from collecting antlers during the first 4 months of the year. State Game and Fish Department wardens have cited five people under the new measure designed to keep antler collectors off big game winter ranges during a critical time for the wildlife.
Did they explain why that's a problem?
Well, see, I was trying to understand that too. What would since the animals molt and drop their antlers. I don't quite understand either.
Well, you know, there's one animal that does eat the antlers. It's porcupines. So, but I you know, there's so many. I mean, you go out to, if you go to Jackson Hole, there's a ranch out there that they actually build huge chandeliers out of elk antlers. You know.
Yeah,
so
I've seen them before. That's why I didn't understand.
Yeah, I don't either. Hey, look into that next week and come up with the answer, Doc.
I'll do
make
that.
The calls you have to make to get this figured out for us. This is important.
All right. Here's a little sad news from Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, I hate
an 8-year-old giant anteater died 2 months after giving birth and failing to regain her appetite at the Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Very sad.
Really
but the youngster's doing okay?
Youngsters are doing fine. Now, when I lived in Panama Canal Zone, Central America, I used to see the giant anteaters every day. They'd cross our little, we had a little private airstrip there, and they would cross the runway to go to the canal to drink water and such. Beautiful, beautiful creatures.
They are. They're very, I've always had the desire to use them in my lecture programs, but I think you'd have to haul them around in a concrete. They can dig through any, I mean, but that would be cool. Very cool.
All right. Well, Carlsbad, New Mexico, they've been having problems with wildfires out there. And Carlsbad, the caverns there, one of my favorite places in the United States. If you've never seen the bat flights out of the cave, it's a must. But anyway, the main cave at the park remains open, but the fire crews are still battling the blazes that have already burned more than close to 10,000 acres. They've canceled the bat flights for now, and all the backcountry trails are closed also.
Well, that's
but that's a natural thing too, you know.
Yep.
It doesn't catch as fire, but unfortunately, what it does is a lot of times that smoke, it has a tendency to hang near the ground, so it'll go down into the caves and flush more bats out than normal. Half of the bats don't even leave the cave. So we'll have to hope for the best there in the desert.
Absolutely.
Okay, Augusta, Maine, the state's free family fishing weekend, when people can fish without a license, is June 5th and 6th. The new fishing law was set in the last weekend of May. The Warden Service said the free family fishing days are an opportunity for the novice anglers to try the sport. Anyone can participate as long as their past licenses haven't been suspended or revoked.
Well, that's outstanding, because I tell you, any way to get people out in the outdoors, we're going to Washington, D.C. the very 1st of June. In fact, Benny Williams with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service we had on here two or three weeks ago, and they do a kids fishing day where they actually stock one of the reflecting ponds by the World War II Memorial with bass and crappie, and they bring the inner city kids from Washington, D.C. in there, and they go fishing. And, you know, anything to get people into the outdoors anymore, because this society, especially the young people, they're spending too much time with their iPods and computers and computer games and all that. And the kids need to go out and get dirty, get wet, get stung by stuff, catch poison ivy. They need all that stuff we grew up with.
That's right.
So, that's right.
Now they're saying that the kids need to play in the dirt, because a lot of the bacteria that are in the dirt will help them learn as they grow older. They sell pills now for children who don't get to play in the dirt that are actually just dirt pills.
Really? Well, maybe that's why we grew up so brilliant, Henry.
That's right. Because we love the dirt.
I love the dirt. Oh, my, I still do.
Okay, last thing I want to do tonight before we get Bob on, Cowboy Bob.
Yeah.
There's two new cheetahs at the Indianapolis Zoo, Rukia and Chiku. And the cheetah exhibit opens officially on Saturday, which should be pretty exciting.
Should be very exciting. That's fantastic for the Indianapolis Zoo. You know, they had the koala exhibit there a year or two ago, and then last summer they had the Komodo dragons. I know that had to be a huge draw, and this will be a huge draw. And, so go to the Indianapolis Zoo. Should be fantastic. So that's the Wild World News tonight, Henry.
That's also one more thing I wanted to mention. We
sure.
have an old friend who's listening tonight for the first time.
Oh.
Jack Hewitt.
Has oh, my Lord.
Tonight. That's right. We're talking 35 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's a new listener tonight. I thought we'd just give him a shout-out.
Fantastic. Probably still in Nashville, I assume.
I think he's at Indian Rocks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too far. That's same general area. Well, big hello to Jack Hugh. It's great to have him on board. We'd like to thank our underwriters. They make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio, such as We Want You Cottages up in western New York. And, folks, this is very exciting because the Weimers, that are the proprietors of We Want You Cottages, on their website have a new thing called iKids Fishing, where youngsters, when they catch that big whopper, when they go fishing, they take a picture of it. They can download it on the website. It's We Want You, WEWANCHU.com, and go to iKids Fishing. And they've got all sorts of prizes and stuff that they're going to give away. And I want to tell you, too, if you want to get into some fantastic muskie and walleye fishing, head on up to western New York, Chautauqua Lake, and We Want You Cottages. And I'll tell you, the Weimers are probably the best host you'll ever meet as far as proprietors of a fine resort. That's We Want You Cottages. Also, heading west, a big shout-out and a big thank you to McGregor Mountain Lodge in Estes Park, Colorado. Fantastic lodge right on the foothills of Rocky Mountain National Park. So if you're planning that summer vacation, and I highly recommend Estes Park, Rocky Mountain National Park, the place that you want to stay is McGregor Mountain Lodge. And their 800 number is 1-800-835-8439. Or for information, you can go to their website, info@McGregorMountainLodge.com. And, hey, I've stayed there two or three times. It's breathtaking after you can catch your breath in the altitude. But it's fantastic. So big thank you to McGregor Mountain Lodge, and a big thank you to Bass Pro Shops and Tracker Marine Boating Center down in Clarksville, Indiana. They signed on as underwriters, and I want to tell you, if you've never been to one of these Bass Pro Shops, it is absolutely fantastic. It's like a huge museum, an aquarium. And while Dad's checking out the latest fishing gear, the kids can see this fantastic aquarium where basically you walk through these glass tunnels and you have fish over your head and on the side. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing. Of course, all the mounted animals they have throughout the store from around the world, that's the Bass Pro Shops. And for those living in Indianapolis, the closest one is down by Louisville. That's only 2 hours away in Clarksville, Indiana. And say a big hello to Dan White. Their number, 812-218-5369. And that's our underwriters that make Larry Batson's Wild World possible so we can be here on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, Henry. That's right, everybody.
Oh, my God. Hello, Larry. Hello, Larry.
Jeez. Oh, I can remember the youngsters and their bowl of tomato soup and their peanut butter jelly.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting down and listening
right.
and watching. One of the most amazing entertainers to ever be on the airwaves on the classic Channel 4 with the best television. Cowboy Bob and Bob Glaze is here tonight. A big welcome.
Howdy. How you doing, Buckaroo? And it is pouring outside. You called at just the right time. It is pouring love outside right now. Liquid love all over the house.
Is it really? Well, it's coming our way probably.
Yes, it is. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yes. You're coming through loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, very good. It is so good to talk to you again. This time you are in the cat's bird seat, and I'm sitting back here waiting for you to ask me questions, and I love it. Because in the old day, it was me asking you questions, and you dropping frogs on the floor and doing all kinds of, oh, man, I miss those days. Man, oh, gosh almighty, how you been?
Well, I've been
How's Baxter?
Bob? Baxter?
How's Baxter?
He's 8 foot, and he's out in his pond right now, probably waiting to catch one of the wild frogs that managed to venture into.
Okay, man. I think about you every time. Listen, I got to tell you, every time. Okay, I row out on Eagle Creek on Wednesday night with my. I've got a rowing crew, and we call these things outlaw gators. We got these outlaw gators that we almost run into, big logs floating in the water. We call them outlaw gators, but I think of Baxter every time I see one. I say, there's another Baxter. Yeah, I think about you. Yeah, and that alligator and that great book you and Cheryl wrote. Oh, my gosh. What a great little book.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Well, for the folks that may not be aware, it's Eagle Creek Reservoir. And what night do you go out there?
We go out on Wednesday nights at 5:30. We got a bunch of us that, some of us went to Culver Military Academy, and I'm one of them. And we started this 15 years ago, and we got there and row and just absolutely have a blast. We rowed last night, and it was absolutely flat glass, unbelievably gorgeous, beautiful. Egrets, no regrets, just egrets everywhere. It's just the most beautiful, and eagles and great herons, and oh my gosh, what a wonderful location to get out and just enjoy nature and enjoy being alive. My God, there's nothing like it.
It's got to be so rewarding to go through that water silently.
Yes.
With your friends.
Oh my gosh, yes,
and
no fuel other than yourself.
And
it is wonderful.
It's got to be fantastic exercise.
It really is. One of these days, I would love to get you out there. I know I have talked to you about this before. Don't you remember when we had this talk 2 years ago? And you said, yeah, I'll come out. No, you did not.
Let me explain something, Bob. There's one important thing that's required when you go out in one of these boats that you guys go out at, these
physical exercise effort
that rocket through the water, is one should be able to swim. One should be able to swim.
Don't break my heart. Do not break my heart. Larry Baxter, man of all seasons, do not tell me you cannot swim.
I cannot. I've chased alligators in lakes but no, I don't swim. And people find that hard to believe, but it's absolutely true.
I am absolutely blown away. Oh my gosh! Well, come and visit. I've got an indoor swim spa. I'm sitting on it right now, waiting for you to come over and get in it and learn how to swim. I'm serious. I'm sitting on the steps of our swim spa, and you got to come over. You don't live that far from us, for God's sake.
Well,
come on down. I'll teach you how to swim.
Is this at the Cowboy?
I swear to God.
Compound.
It is. It is. In fact, it is the ranch. In fact, we have people working even as I speak in the rain, working on upgrading our compound. So give me a call in another few days. Come on down. You've got to. I'm going to teach you how to swim. You have got. I cannot believe you can't swim.
No,
Larry Batson. Son of a bat. You got to learn how to swim. Oh my gosh.
I've got to. Hey, don't get me wrong. I've tried to.
No, I got
to do this.
No. Oh, okay. But
I see no fins on my hands.
I see no
gills on my body.
Oh my gosh, are you going to ask me about my vacation? No, yes, no?
Yes.
Are you going to ask me anything about, okay, are you going to ask me about it?
Yeah,
okay,
so
go ahead,
ask. Now, where did you go on vacation?
Okay, went to Bonaire, near Aruba. It's near Aruba, Bonaire, the most incredibly sensitive island on the planet as far as reef preservation. Read my lips. Reef preservation. this little island in the middle of nowhere in the ABCs, the Aruba, Bonaire, Curacao islands, they single-handedly have mastered the successful preservation of the reefs by taking control and working with the public and making this whole thing work. What they do, they have a system called Stenapa that if you go online, Stenapa Bonaire, and check it out, STINAPA Bonaire. And they, several years ago, set up a program where they actually have an organization that polices the way the reefs are treated. So if you drop an anchor anywhere around the island, you are out of there, and you lost your stuff. Yeah, I mean,
wow.
They are incredibly good. They are the pioneers of the Caribbean, and nobody seems to realize that these guys have set the mark so high, and I am so proud of them, because you go down there, man, you pay a little bit to go scuba diving. Hey, $20, you know, a year, big deal. That goes to pay for what? It goes to pay for preservation of the permanent moorings. If you drop an anchor, you're out of there. You cannot drop an anchor anywhere around that island. You have to use their moorings. And they have permanent mooring set up, and they police it, and scuba diving. They offer free buoyancy compensation classes for scuba divers, so you can make sure you know how in the heck to go underwater without trashing the reefs. So, man, you know, you're into nature, I'm into nature, and these guys have been into nature for a long time, and if you've never been to Bonaire, this is one of the classic islands in the Caribbean. Captain Don, my gosh, if I'm sure there are people out there in Radio Land or Blob, what do you call it? Blob? Cowboy Blob Land. Cowboy Blob Land, that's it. Yeah, that have heard of Captain Don. This guy is famous for what he did back in the 50s when he crash-landed on Bonaire, was rescued, and gave back to the population of Bonaire, and they have got the most incredible diving setup in the universe. So go to Bonaire. Bonaire.
Do you fly right
into Bonaire? It sounds like good air, but it's not. It means southern lowlands. Bonaire actually means lowlands, but it is the most beautiful Caribbean island you've ever seen in your life.
Do you fly right into Bonaire? Do they have an airport?
We fly right into Bonaire. They have Flamingo, or as we call it, Flamingo, but Flamingo Airport. Uh-huh. And you fly in there at Continental services it right now. We're hoping that United will get back now that United and Continental are merging. Maybe they'll start servicing it. American, I believe, services it. Some Delta flights. But my gosh, the diving there, the thing we like about it, Gail and I have been diving since 72 when we first met and decided we like each other, and she convinced me we should get certified, since I was taking her out scuba diving and we were uncertified, and she said not a good idea, and we got certified, and we've been diving ever since. Anyway, we've got thousands of hours underwater, but the thing is, you can dive offshore there. But I mean, you don't have to rent a stinking boat. Well, you can, but and it's fun, you know, to go out to some of the other islands. But man, you can do shore diving there. You just get yourself a little car and just go around and look for the little yellow rocks with the dive sites marked, and you just go diving right there, just a 5-minute snorkel out to, you know, the Hilma Hooker, which is a shipwreck, and or you can go to Old Blue, which is just an absolutely pristine, gorgeous reef with all these incredible bogas that it's so cool to watch these bogas when you're down there and you got this swarm of bogas with all these horse-eyed jacks just going crazy doing tilt-a-whirls around these little bogas, and these little blue bogas that look like little blue torpedoes in the water, and you got millions of them and you're down there in the middle of them. And the amazing thing is, Larry, you could be right in the middle of them and none of them hit you. I mean, how do they do that? They don't hit you. You are in this cloud of fish and none of these guys hit you. They just, I mean, this lateral line thing that you talk about, you know, how does that work? How does that work? I mean, how do they know? How do they know not to hit you?
It's almost like a
bat. I'm amazed.
Yeah. Well, that's...
A batson?
Yeah, son of a bat. That's right.
Son of a bat, yeah. No, how do they do that? It amazes me. But anyway, I didn't mean to get over the top there, but, man, we were so excited. And I got to tell you, we saw a sea turtle on just about every dive we did. We were down there 2 weeks ago. Gail and I were on our 34th wedding anniversary trip down there. We've been going there since 83. We saw a turtle on just about every dive. And on this one dive, man, you tell me, how could this be? We saw a 3 to 4 foot green sea turtle. And now, okay, tell me, how old do you think a 3 to 4 foot green sea turtle would be?
If I was just guesstimating, I would say probably 100 years old.
Why was he not covered in barnacles? Why did he not have any scratches? Why did he look like he was carved out of mahogany? Mm. Why did he look like he stepped out of Turtle GQ? I mean, this guy was awesome. And
wow.
he was courting this cute little gal about half his size, and we were blown away. I've seen a lot of sea turtles, but I've never seen one this pristine.
Wow.
I have no idea. I mean, he looked like, you know, that Bonaire Tourism carved him out of mahogany and floated him in the water just to impress the tourists.
Well, he impressed you.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
And we saw, anyway, I think I've gone over the top here. Would you like to have a word in edgewise?
Well, what I'd like to do is we've got to take a break here, Bob. You've got spontaneously combustion. This is great. The excitement you have is going to definitely probably excite some listeners out there to go to Bon Air.
You got to understand. We just got back. I'm still unpacking.
Oh, man.
I'm still unpacking.
You still have the salt in your hair.
I've got salt in my hair. I've got salt everywhere. I even brought some salt back. You want some salt? I'll bring you some.
Oh, good.
They're famous for salt. They make salt.
They are.
I'm serious. If you got a water softener, you probably have their salt in it.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, we're with Cowboy Bob Glaze. We're going to take a short break. Yes.
Woof,
and,
woof.
So if you go get you a beverage, Bob, if you'd like. This is Larry Batson, and you're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio with Cowboy Bob.
Cowboy Blog.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Pat Green. The blood supply is at critically low levels, and you can help. Call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. That's 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule your appointment to donate blood. Your donation is critical because every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. That's accident victims, surgical candidates, and cancer patients, just to name a few. Please donate blood and encourage your friends, family, and neighbors to give too. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to make your appointment. Thank you.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Kathy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Kathy? It's not a kitty, it's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters.
It's Bobcat, Abby. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow.
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, not.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
We're Rascal Flats. There's a place where ordinary people do extraordinary things every day. That place is called the American Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Duty, freedom, country, family. They're the values that make America strong and what our armed forces are fighting to defend.
While many talk about these ideals, without action, they are just empty words.
If you think America's military families deserve more, log on to thanksusa.org. It's a great way to thank our troops and give military families the gift of education. Thanksusa.org. Scholarships for America's military families. You can make a difference.
There are some visitors you'd just rather not see. Like your obnoxious brother-in-law, Louie.
Hey, everybody, we're here. Good to see you. When do we eat?
But then there are some visitors you just can't get enough of. To make your farm or ranch a more attractive place for the visitors you actually want to see, contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office. They can help you build the habitat wildlife loves. But as for Louie, try disconnecting the doorbell. This message brought to you by USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and this radio station.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
At one second, I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
Hello, everybody, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls at our wild animal compound in our studios here for Blog Talk Radio. This is Larry Batson. Big thank you to our underwriters. We Want You Cottages way up in western New York at Lake... Oh, excuse me, I did it again. They're going to be so mad at me. Chautauqua Lake. I say Lake Chautauqua. But Chautauqua Lake, at so go to their website, wewantyou.com, and their exciting new contest for kids all across the country. It's called iKids Fishing, where youngsters can download their pictures of the big fish that they caught and compare them to youngsters that have caught fish all across the country. It's very exciting. It's called iKids Fishing at We Want You Cottages. McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful and scenic Estes Park, Colorado. And for all the information to stay on the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park, one of the most spectacular places in North America, you want to go to their website, info@McGregorMountainLodge.com. And that 800 number is 1-800-835-8439. And if you call up there to make a reservation, folks, you will not regret it. It's absolutely fantastic. And the Bass Pro Shops down in Clarksville, Indiana, and the Tracker Marine Boating Center, right there on East Lewis and Clark Parkway, for those familiar with Clarksville, not too far from Louisville. Say a big hello to Dan White. He's in charge of the Tracker Marine Boating Center. And you've got to see the Bass Pro Shops, because his dad's looking for the latest fishing lure equipment. The kids can, man, there's so much for them to see. The fantastic aquarium, and of course the mounted animals from around the world, and they're one of the underwriters that support us at the Bass Pro Shop. And I'd also like to mention, you can go to my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and check out the latest wild animal rescues that we've been doing, also our programs, and also our brand new book. We just finished it. We've just been kind of on a mini book tour. It's called Alphabet Swamp. Yep. It's done, Bob, and it's out. In fact, and that's available through our website. You can order that. And, Bob, I'll send you one, without a doubt.
I want one in my bathroom.
Well, you got to have reading material while you're waiting.
My bathroom reader, yeah. That's where I got yours right now. I got Baxter in there right now. Yeah, I sure do. Oh, my gosh.
I love that guy.
I
tell you what, he's downright fantastic. And we want to remind all of our listeners, you can become a friend of Wild World and click that on Blog Talk Radio. And also on Sundays, hey, here you go, Bob. Go to radiomom.fm, and every Sunday from 12 to 7 Eastern Standard Time, I host a radio program called The 70s on Sunday, where we bring back all the hits from the 70s, and that's on radiomom.fm or 91.1 on your FM dial. Our guest tonight is, that's right, television legend,
yeah,
Bob Glaze. He was a staple of children's television for years in central Indiana. Now he's an expert scuba diver.
Hey, I love Estes Park, by the way. I love Estes Park.
Oh, my Lord. That's
my God, when I was a kid, that's where we went on vacation, was Estes Park.
Me too.
I swear to God, that's true. I was living in the panhandle of Oklahoma. We would go west to Colorado to Estes Park.
Isn't that the most
amazing
place?
And we loved it. I mean, and I was the most, you know, I was always the one up first picking pine cones to build a fire, because it was always frickin' cold in the morning. But, man, what a gorgeous, my gosh, gorgeous place. And, by the way, thanks for – go ahead.
What did you say?
Go ahead. I was just going to say – I was just going to say also thank you for promoting animal adoption, because that's one of the things we do also in Bonaire. My wife and I are both on the we are sponsors of the Bonaire Animal Shelter, and if you go on Animal Shelter Bonaire, you can find out more about what they do down there on this little Caribbean island to provide homes for critters down there. So please help out, okay?
Well, do you take medical or veterinary supplies down there when you go, right?
Yeah, we every year for the last 5 years we used to try to carry it in our carry-on, but it just got so ridiculous with the extra costs. We now FedEx it down, and before we go, we have a friend that lives down there, and we FedEx it to her, and then once we're down there, we get it from her, and then hot foot it out to the shelter and give it to them, and we come in like it's Christmas. We go, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, and they love it. They love it. But we give them all kinds of stuff, but gosh, it's so rewarding to help out in a situation like that, because they need so desperately to educate, so many places, to educate people to the importance of spay neuter, and how important it is to take care of your friends, take care of your family, whether they have two legs or four legs. You got to take care of them.
So how do you put this stuff together? Is there a group, or is this all out of your pocket, your and your wife's pocket? How do you do that?
Thank you for asking. Actually, we have the most incredible veterinary clinic called Pender Loving Care in Martinsville. Susanna, oh my gosh, these guys are just amazing. They, throughout the year, they come up with all this stuff, slightly outdated stuff, and plus people who have unfortunately lost pets over the year, and have leftover meds. They basically donate it to the cause, and by the end of the year, and it's always in late April, we package it all up, and it's usually around 40-50 pounds of stuff, and we FedEx it south all the way to our friend in Bonaire, and she hangs on to it until we get down there, and then we go down, and what's really cool, you're going to love this, man. You're going to hate me for this.
Oh.
We go down, and and we meet them at the airport. They catch the same flight back to Houston that we just took into Bonaire, so they can visit relatives. We go to their house for 2 weeks, drive their car, take care of their three dogs and their cats, and eat their food, and that's it. You know,
really?
We got a free place to stay, and we got a dive buggy, and we just go all over the island and have a blast while they're in Houston. And then 2 weeks later, we meet at the airport. They come home. They get their car back, which we've cleaned, and their house, which we've cleaned, and we go home, and they go home. So it works.
What a great
plan. It's a nice arrangement.
Plan.
Yeah, it's a great plan, man. It's
so
great.
How many times a year do you go down there?
Well, we used to go a couple times a year. Lately, it's just been once a year, but
mm-hmm.
we're hoping maybe now we can start doing a little more often now that I am semi-retired. Although Gail is not quite retired yet, she's still a captain for United, so we're going to see what happens.
She flies the planes.
She's large and in charge.
Whoa, that's
yes.
That's
she's
incredible.
Large and in charge. She is 120 pounds of large and in charge captain on a well as the French Airbus. But as we call it after the Hudson incident, PP the floater.
Wow.
PP the floater. Get it? But
yeah,
I'm
bummed.
It's a French Airbus. It floated. Come on. Work with me here, kids. Come on, man.
I'm working with you, Bob. I'm just
okay. All right. Okay.
That's me.
But anyway, yeah, I tell you, if you've never been to Bonaire, they have wild donkeys roaming the island. It's a sad vestige of the old salt slavery days. Mm-hmm. But these beautiful wild donkeys and wild goats and the parrots, the incredible tropical birds they have on this island just absolutely blow you away. And I got to tell you, we had the most amazing experience. We came home one day, you know, we're staying at our friend's house, right? Mm-hmm. I told you that, right? I told you that. You remember that?
You go
back that far, right? Okay.
Yeah, I go back that far.
We're staying at our friend's house. Okay. And we come home from a dive. We had this incredible dive way south of the salt works, way south. We had stingrays everywhere. I mean, unbelievable. We come back and we're unloading our gear, and we come up on the back veranda, and there's an iguana sitting right. I mean, this giant iguana sitting right in the middle of the patio, and
man,
we approach it like you would, like stalking, like, okay,
right.
Okay, I'm the man hunter. I'm going to stalk this wild beast, and we get up to it. It's not moving.
It's not moving. Yeah.
It's not moving, and I'm touching it. It's not moving, and I'm trying to do my best Larry Baxter. No, you're not an alligator. I'm sorry. My best Larry Batson, and I'm touching it, and it's not moving, and I finally realize it's El Muerte, and come to find out, it died of natural causes, but the dog brought it up to give it to us as a gift. As a gift for taking care of them for all that time. This was the end of the trip. This was like 2 weeks into the trip, and we've got this wonderful gift. I mean, it was like it was stuffed, mounted. I mean, a taxidermist couldn't have done a better job. This guy was, I felt sorry for it, but it was like, my God, look at this. This gift from these guys to say thank you for taking care of us while mommy and daddy are gone. I mean, don't you love it, man? Don't you love how animals' minds work? Come on, I'm serious. I am not. Well, it's on my website. No, I've got pictures of it. I've got pictures of it. Didn't I send you some?
No,
Oh, okay. I've got them on my website. Oh, can you go to my website? They should be on there, I think.
Okay.
At least you'll see some of my stuff. CowboyBob'sCorral.com. Go on it, and you can link into it, and it may be there. But anyway, it's the real thing. It was this incredibly preserved. I mean, I felt so sorry for this guy. But the dogs didn't do it. There was not a mark on it. It was a natural thing. And they presented us with a gift. And doesn't that speak volumes about the love of other animals?
Oh,
they were doing everything they can to say thank you for taking care of us while mommy and daddy are gone. I mean, I'm serious, man.
I know,
you're laughing, but no. I am deadpan serious that we swear to God that's what they were doing. They were saying, gracias, donkey, in Papiamentu, donkey, miduchi, for taking care of us.
What was that last word you
came up
Okay. What was that? What language did they speak on that island?
The main language is English, but they speak Papiamentu. And donkey midushi means thank you, dear. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my sweet. Midushi is actually my sweet, but donkey is thank you, like Dankeschön, you know, in German or Dutch, donkey. But donkey midushi means thank you very much, my sweet. And
donkey
so
midushi.
That's what
hey,
they
Dr.
were saying.
Donkey midushi.
Not donkey shit. What did you say? What did you say?
I didn't say that.
No, not that. No, donkey me douchey. Oh, Larry Batson, you son of a bat. I love you, man. 21 some odd years, some a little odder than others, but they were great years. And all of my friends out there, I am still in the loop. I'm still doing gigs. Check my website, cowboybobscorral.com. I am still alive and well, and I have all my hair, all my teeth, and I just came back from my 50th high school reunion at Culver Military Academy, and I was given an award, Dorian Gray Award, whatever that is. Dorian Gray, whatever. Remember that story about the guy that he had a picture that grew old and he didn't? And yeah. So I got that award. So
wow.
I guess I'm doing something right. So
you are absolutely. Well,
anyway,
I have to tell you, my wife Cheryl, she made a post on Facebook, and she still remembers as a child of you telling these children, and this is so important. You know, the fire situation. You know, if for some reason you catch a fire,
oh,
drop,
stop,
and roll.
Drop and roll.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And here she is. She still remembers that, just like yesterday.
Yep. And. Yeah, the stop, drop, and roll actually saved a heck of a lot of lives. And I still remember to this day in a hospital room visiting this, not a child, but a lady who was in a motorcycle accident who would have burned to death if she hadn't thought about stop, drop, and roll and
wow.
rolled away from the motorcycle after she was sideswiped, and it burst into flames. If she hadn't rolled away from it, stop, drop, and roll,
yep.
she would have been incinerated, and she survived. So,
wow.
you know, yeah, it in the old days, the old public service announcements really made a difference. And that's the sad thing we're missing today on television. There ain't that much of that anymore. Those messages, the kind of messages I'm hearing on your show, are the kind of messages we had on my show back in the 70s and 80s. And God bless you, man, for keeping the faith alive, because, Jesus, you know, it's evaporating. It's gone. And just keep doing what you're doing. I don't know how you have the resources to do this, but please, anybody out there that wants to contribute to my friend Larry, my gosh, this guy is amazing, and I love you, man. I love you very much. I hope you know that.
I know, Bob. We've been friends for a long time, and meant so much when you agreed to be on our program tonight. And for the folks, I know we have listeners in New Zealand that have no idea what Cowboy Bob's all about, but I'm going to tell you right now, he was a staple of children's television in the 70s and up into the, well, you said, what, 22 years?
Actually, 21 some odd years, some odder than others, but who's counting? But I want to go to New Zealand so bad I could spit. But anyway, so anybody out there in New Zealand that wants to bring me over, give me a call.
Well, I've got a good friend, Daniel Falconer, who's in New Zealand. In fact, he worked on the King Kong movie that was done over there. He's an incredible graphic illustrator and computer artist. And I know he's listening, Bob, so who knows? He may give you a call and say, hey, mate, come on over.
I'd love to come over, mate. Yeah, I would love to. Hey, Larry, Godspeed. Don't forget to take your nap. Keep smiling. Remember, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
You know, I couldn't have said it any better. And, Bob, I was going to ask you to do that for us. And that just brought cold chills to myself. And I know the listeners all across Indiana that are tuning in tonight, you are truly a legend in children's television and television here in Indiana. And you just say Cowboy Bob, and it brings a smile to everybody's face. I received so many emails and so much response to our show tonight. I was so excited when you agreed to be on, and it's just been fantastic. And I want to thank you from from my soul for being on tonight on Wild World. It's been a fantastic show. I also want to remind everyone that next week on the show, and if you're around, Bob, you may want to tune in, Billy Sandifer from Padre Island, Texas is going to be here, and we're going to talk about the big disaster that's going on in Louisiana, the oil spill. He's right there in the neighborhood. Yeah, he's going to tell us all the stuff that's going on down there and the mistakes that BP Oil made, that the only reason this thing's going on is because they did not want to spend the money. So that's going to be next
week. Kiddo, kiddo!
Shark expert. Bob, thanks you very much. Hey, we'll be back next week, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Larry Batson, and you've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.
Woo, wow.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.